Armadoxy for today, the spirit of Miron. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." This short episode, which is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John, displays a side of Jesus which is often not discussed. Jesus puts his concern for the poor on hold for this brief moment as a costly oil is shared with him. Every 7 years, the Armenian Church takes a break from all of the difficulties it faces and the cares of the world and focuses on the preparation of the Holy Miron, the Holy Chrism. From the time of Christ, this holy oil comes to us, and its preparation involves the collecting of the essence of fragrant flowers, a 40-day process with prayers and spiritual vibrations, a most spiritually profound and inspiring service presided by the Catholicos of all Armenians and attended by thousands of clergy and pilgrims from throughout the world, and blessing it with the lance that pierced Jesus' side on the cross and with the holy relic of St. Gregory the Illuminator. Every 7 years, the Miron is renewed, adding the prayers and the history of the centuries past to the present mix. Join me during the next few weeks as I give you a very special Armadox view of the Holy Miron. Through these daily messages, we will explore together the preparation process, the prayers, the hymns, the purpose of Miron, the presence of the Holy Spirit in this ancient tradition, and why it is essential to take a break from the difficulties of the day to bring this holy anointing into our lives. This is Armadoxy for today, the Holy Miron from the time of Christ to today. O Christ, anoint my soul with your love, anoint my ears with your voice, and anoint my eyes with your light, as I prepare to learn and grow in the sacred tradition of Holy Miron. Have mercy on me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.